This July 4th weekend, celebrate your health independence with our Independence Day sale at my supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, July 4th through 7th. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. We're now part of the FullScript Network, the safest and most convenient way to purchase supplements. Declare your independence from high prices and substandard quality. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 4th through 7th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to talk about hypertension, and hypertension is part of a broader constellation of cardiovascular risk. We've got an expert. He's a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine. He's James Laval. He's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist, author, board-certified clinical nutritionist. He's founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises. I've interviewed him numerous times over the years, including... about his bestseller, a book called Cracking the Metabolic Code. Also, a great book. You really got to get it. It's called Your Blood Never Lies. It's about how to interpret your blood test, a much-needed volume. He was named one of the 50 most influential pharmacists by American Druggist magazine. And he consults with industry, also with a place called Lifetime Fitness, where sometimes I work out. He's a point-and-shoot expert, so we're going to invoke his expertise to discuss the topic of hypertension. Jim, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, I always love being on your show. And I'm not kidding. I always look forward to it, man, because you always provoke the best out of my knowledge base. So I'm glad to be here.
Okay, it's my pleasure. We're a mutual admiration society. So first of all, there is an article, you may have seen it, I believe it was in the Wall Street Journal, and the article was basically something to the effect of we, in the 20th century, the latter part of the 20th century, made a lot of progress against cardiovascular disease. The incidence of cardiovascular disease went down 70%. But in the 21st century, we kind of hit a stall because the rate of decline has virtually come to a dead halt. And what that suggests is that we're missing the boat in terms of cardiovascular prevention. People are still dying at the same rate they died around the turn of the century.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I think that what we're seeing is we've kind of limited the risk factors that drug therapy is really good at. And I think what we're missing is, you know, the strong evidence of really getting diet correct for individuals, meaning if you're an ApoE gene SNP person, like a 3-3 or a 3-4, that you shouldn't eat saturated fat. I think we're missing the fact that it's, you know, there's this new term called metaflammation in the clinical literature. And, you know, metaflammation meaning metaflammation meaning metabolic inflammation. Yeah. And there are papers written on this, Dr. Hoffman. It's rare. It's a very interesting term because what they're finally saying is, oh my gosh, it's a whole one body metabolism and we need to control globally the inflammatory chemistry in nature and disinformation that our body's putting out And our blood vessels and our heart and our kidneys and our liver and our brain happen to be the endpoint of the damage and the destruction. And then we start to put labels on it as diseases. And I think metaflammation, and the other one, which you've probably heard, is called inflammaging.
And that I've heard.
Inflammaging and now metaflammation. And I think that's why we're at a stalemate, man. I really do believe we just have not done a good job of painting the picture to people that what you get exposed to, the lack of sleep, the apnea, the periodontal disease, the stress, eating the wrong foods for your genotype. I think we're just still missing that. And so, you know, Crestor is only going to do so much. And you saw the latest paper, it will regress plaque, but, you know, it's only going to do so much for you.
Right. And then there's more information that suggests that it may increase the risk for diabetes. Yeah.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have those issues with the statins. And different ones, I think, have a higher risk too. So I think if I'm picking, I'm probably going with that. Crestor is a low dose every other day is a safer option if you have to go down that route. But there are so many other things that you can do and should do. And look, you know, we got 1,000 people die of heart disease. I mean, that's every year in the U.S.
What was that number again?
610,000 people die of heart disease every year. Yeah. It's one of every four deaths in the U.S., leading cause of death. And blood pressure is one of the easiest things you can find out. I was just at my doctor's today and got my blood pressure, 112 over 70 with a heart rate of 52. I'm cooking. I'm happy. But
I'm not going to ask you to, you know, it's kind of like asking a woman's, waist size. But, you know, I'm going to just ask you, are you a little north of the big 5-0 in age?
I am. Of course, I'm very north of it, my man. I'm almost 60. I'm 60 this year.
Yeah. So you're really an outlier because, the incidence of hypertension in the over 50 or over 55 crowd is about half. The population of adult Americans.
It's 50% of people over the age of 50. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I think nobody looks at heart rate close enough. Nobody looks at those trending systolics and diastolics and go, wow, you know, what's doing that? Is there got a little pooch around that belly? Are you insulin resistant? Is that what's causing all that adrenaline to be released to cause your heart rate to go up? And then I don't think we do a good enough job teaching people how to de-stress themselves. Meaning, look, you may not be able to get out of a stressful situation, but you could certainly learn how to do deep breathing to try to unload your sympathetic tone. And I just don't think in general we're getting that job done with people, you know, unless they're looking online to do like some crazy exotic deep breathing, right? But even just traditional breathing techniques.
Like some sort of yogic breathing, breathing, you know, that thing.
Exactly. Or even the box breath technique, right? Breathe in 4, hold 4, breathe out 4, hold 4. Hey, there you go. Do that for 2 or 3 minutes twice a day. And maybe you won't load all that sympathetic tone, which leads to all this hypertension. And, you know, we got an environmental burden that's doing it too. It's been out since 2005. I mean, the Veterans Normative Aging Study. In 2005, our government Veterans Normative Aging Study stated that lead was predictive for cardiovascular risk, particularly as it relates to hypertension. And yet we really haven't done anything about that either, right?
So, as you know, I've been, you know, for a long time, a big proponent of chelation therapy as a preventive.
Yes.
Because we're all carrying excess burdens of lead, especially those of us who were born before 1966, which is when leaded gasoline was banned. Although the residues of the gasoline and the paint that was lead laden remain in our environment. They have a half-life of, you know, hundreds of years.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is free of lead exposure yet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even when you look at it, we banned lead in our gas in the U.S., but it's not banned in other countries. And so we know what happens to air currents. And, you know, so, I mean, we're a global environment, right? I mean, so, you know, we're getting some, and we still have some in our environment. And I think once again, we have to develop a good offense for protecting against chronic inflammatory signaling that just, for one, it happens because we get older, right? As you get older, your immune system gets more dysfunctional and you start to lay out more inflammatory chemicals, and it's part of the aging process, you know? So the more we can make that balance occur, the better off we are.
Indeed. I have to just share with you an exciting visit that I had with a patient this week, but you know, this is old hat to you because you probably see this on a daily basis. Patient of ours who's been a long-term patient of mine, who came in his 50s, you know, kind of schleppy, you know, overweight, high cholesterol. You know, we tested his coronary artery plaque. We found some, kind of lost his mojo. Well, we found he had low testosterone. He was on a bad diet, wasn't taking any supplements. We got him really enthused about exercising with the testosterone. The exercise is even more beneficial. He right. just came in, shared that he'd lost 25 pounds. I asked him about his hypertension. He said he went off medication. And I said, and oh, by the way, was there a little bit of a dividend in terms of your sexual performance? And he said, very noticeably. Yeah. So there you go. He's 68. He's 68.
How do you ever get tired of that story?
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, when a man in his 60s can feel the vitality that he deserves in his 60s, because I think that's the other big thing, is that we kind of kick men to the curb when they're in their 50s. Like, oh, you should get fat and dumpy and have less sex drive and have erectile dysfunction. And
well, except for presidential candidates, we make an exception for them. Right?
Oh, man, you're on top of it today.
You can't escape the political climate that we all
No, we cannot. Yeah, no, we cannot. But no, I mean, I think that's exactly it, is that, you know, you get people to get their hormones on track, and you teach them how to eat, and they start to exercise, and you get them detoxifying. I mean, that's what we've done. God, as long as I've been in practice, we teach people, you deserve vitality no matter what stage of life you're in. I mean, there's 12-year-olds that come into our practice that don't have a lot of vitality. And then we've got 60-year-olds that don't have a lot of vitality. So, you know, wherever you're at, you should have the right to feel the best you can.
Indeed. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Jim Laval. So specifically, you are an expert on the application of aged garlic extract.
Oh, yeah.
To various problems. We talked about immunity. We've talked about coronary artery calcium. What are the new findings related to garlic's impact on blood pressure? It's certainly not a one-note Charlie, because we need a comprehensive lifestyle modification to get on top of blood pressure. But what role can aged garlic extract play?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They've looked at aged garlic extract and hypertension now. Oh my gosh, I think approaching 6 or 7 studies at this point. And the last study that was done in Adelaide, Australia, a human trial, Dr. Karen Reed did this trial, and she's a wonderful researcher. And it showed once again that you can enjoy an average of an 11.5 down regulation of systolic and 6 points on average of diastolic. And what was interesting is that they measured the microbiome and they saw an improved diversity. That aged garlic, one of its actual functions may be that it's improving diversity of the microbiome. And as we know now, the, you know, microbiome diversity really has a lot to do with, you know, how much inflammatory signaling you're sending out.
And
so it's just another
state as well.
Exactly. And so I think that, what we're seeing and the, a couple other studies that came out, which I think relate to hypertension, was the periodontal disease study where they took people with periodontal disease and they gave them, aged garlic extract in the dose of 3.6 grams a day. Now, a lot of the stuff I've just found out, I just came back from the International Garlic Symposium in Hiroshima, Japan.
Oh, wow. That must have been amazing. Yeah.
It was fantastic to see all these researchers for 2 days.
I got to get to that once. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was incredible.
Maybe the Catholic folks will send me, you know, that'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So the periodontal disease study was amazing because it created a significant reduction by taking oral aged garlic extract, chiolic, significant reduction in periodontal inflammation, you know, and how they evaluated on bleeding spots upon.
So wait a minute, this is just taking it and swallowing it. You don't have to like mix it in your mouth. You don't get garlic.
Right. You don't get aged garlic breath, right?
Okay.
They just gave it. And I think that's amazing. I mean, I just think it's just incredible that they showed a reduction in, and why is that? Of course, you know, you and I know that periodontal disease is a big, big cause of heart disease.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just had a patient who was a dentist, and he's doing some very innovative work, and we talked shop as well as about his medical conditions. And what he's doing is he's testing for the bacteria. They're very specific tests that now dentists can perform, especially the holistic ones, which pinpoint the type of oral pathogens that you have. And there are several that are associated with cardiovascular disease. And now there's a linkage to Alzheimer's disease. There's something called P. gingivalis, which is particularly a culprit in Alzheimer's. And, you know, we know that hypertension and infection and inflammation, that's a deadly combination when it comes to the brain.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can just think of it when if your blood vessels are inflamed, most likely the same blood vessels in your brain are inflamed. And when you have that inflammation, you're triggering more inflammatory cytokines, which are damaging your tissue. So the brain gets damaged. And so I think the periodontal, test was, or that study was incredible. And then they did a study with people that were overweight and had metabolic syndrome, and they gave them, which is pre-diabetes, pre-hypertension, right? They're on their way. Mm-hmm. And they showed when they gave aged garlic extract, 3.6 grams a day, that there was a reduction in two very important inflammatory cytokines, interleukin-6 and TNF-alpha. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a significant reduction. So, what I think we're starting to see is that aged garlic extract has a pleiotropic effect on the chemistry.
Yeah, interesting. Because it may work directly on the blood vessels. It may dilate the blood vessels. It certainly can somewhat thin the blood, although not dangerously so. And that will certainly reduce the risk of the endpoints because, you know, find a lower blood pressure. But the main things we want to avoid is heart attacks and strokes. That's really what blood pressure is all about. But then also it may have general anti-inflammatory effects. It may have, as you say, some sort of antibacterial effect, some immunological effect, then the effect on the microbiome. That's kind of quite a constellation of potential benefits. So it's not a one-note Charlie, as we might say.
No, I mean, and then, you know, you look at the fact that it also helps with maintaining bone mineral density, so you don't lose calcium, and therefore you don't calcify as easy. Ectopic fat around the heart gets reduced, right? So, you know, the whole visceral fat argument as to its contribution to heart disease. So, I mean, I think that it's incredibly exciting. You know, they've got different formulas. They do have a blood pressure formula that has natto in it. And of course, natto is super rich in K2.
Right. arterial protectants.
Absolutely, right? Kind of keep those blood vessels from getting calcified and inflamed. And so, you know, I look at the total body of work around aged garlic, and it's why I love getting on and talking about it, because I don't know a natural compound that has these many human studies with this much of a kind of diversity to attack a big problem like heart disease. And it's been proven. I mean, you know, it's the studies and the data show that in humans, this really has a significant effect, even affecting pulse wave velocity. So, you know, a lot of times they measure how quickly your arteries will rebound, right?
Sort of the suppleness of your arteries. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, when you have flexibility in your arteries, it's one of the big things they check out when you do one of those little carotid ultrasounds, right? They're checking for stenosis to find out how flexible and pliable your arteries are, to show a significant difference in that, to show that the inner lining of the artery normalizes and that there is a reduction in vulnerable plaque. Anybody who is either worried about having blood pressure issues in their future, or you're just starting down that road where the doc said, hey, your blood pressure is starting to creep up, you really need to start the diet and exercise, I would add one more thing onto that. Probably two more. You know, get your teeth checked. Get yourself checked for apnea if your wife or your significant other tells you snore. Yeah,
that's a big factor.
Exactly. Apnea. And then start taking aged garlic extract. I mean, that's easy, right? I mean, those are the big things you could do that could really give you an understanding of whether or not you're putting yourself in harm's way or not.
Jim, let's give the coordinates on that, because people may want to get a lead on how to get a hold of these products. That would be through kyolic.com. They gave me a number as well. That's 800-421-2998. And you can find Kyolic aged garlic extract virtually at any natural health retailer across the country and online, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're the big garlic brand in the health pharmacies. Easy to go to kyolic.com, and they're giving out free samples all the time. The nice thing about aged garlic is it doesn't cause any of the stinking rose effect, because the aging process takes away the volatile compound. So if you're concerned, hey, I like garlic, but when I eat it, I really stink, you don't have to worry about that when you take aged garlic extract, because the aging process takes away those compounds and creates new compounds that are medicinal.
Great. Okay. At this point, I want to pause, because we divide our podcast into two parts. And in part two, I want to talk a little bit more about the unique properties of aged garlic extract, but also talk about some other companion nutrients that might be worthwhile.
Sure.
We're addressing high blood pressure. So stay with us. Part two will continue on the subject of natural treatment of high blood pressure with today's guest, Jim LaValle. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.